We come again to one of those delightful incidents that our Lord had. Well, we've seen several. One when he went out to dinner, well, in fact, several occasions. And then some of the parables he told, actually, they're horrific and they're thrillers. And here's an incident that has a great deal of humor in it, and yet it's a glorious incident, by the way. And you must remember at this time, our Lord's on the way to Jerusalem to die on the cross. And on the way up, he goes through Jericho. And I'm going to read now verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now, he's on the way to Jerusalem, and it says he straightway set his face to go to Jerusalem. We know he was over in the Samaritan country because Luke tells us that he was there. And fact of the matter is, a Samaritan came to him, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, we're told. Well, he's off the beaten track now. That is the road that he came down from the north to go to Jerusalem. Now he's gone down to Jericho. Why? He entered and passed through Jericho. Well, there's a sinner there. In fact, there were two or three of them there, and he's gone after them. And that's the reason he went through Jericho. And if you miss the movement here, you miss, I think, the entire message. You can widen this out and say that he entered and passed through this world. You see, Jericho was the cursed city. Joshua had pronounced the curse upon it. The city was cursed, and the man who rebuilt it was cursed. It was a city. It was a sort of resort area, I suppose like the Las Vegas of today. And it also had a great many that came down for vacation. And it was a place where the publicans lived. And the publicans were sort of like the modern mafia. They were tax gatherers, only a little worse than the ones we have today. And we are told Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And he also entered and passed through this world. He didn't come down into this world to stay. And he came down to die. I entered this world to live. I'd like to live a long time. But he came into this world for one purpose, to die. And he said, I've come forth from the Father. I've come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. Tremendous movement, you see, and here it's mirrored in the fact that he entered and passed through Jericho. Don't miss that.